join us online as we stream. You can catch any of our services on Facebook, YouTube, or at www.rdci.info. We might not be able to gather in the building, but you can still get to church. Stream on Sundays at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Wednesdays at 12 noon and 7 p.m. And ladies, catch Women's Bible Study on Facebook, Fridays at 12 noon. Thank you for listening to the Direction for Life broadcast with Drs. Herbert and Marcia Bailey. We'd love to have you at any of our three campuses. In Columbia, join us at 3506 Broad River Road. If you're in Orangeburg, meet us at 990 Willington Drive. In Florence, join us at 1507 West King Avenue. For more information, including service times, visit rdci.info. We hope you enjoy today's broadcast. Today's message is Dancing in the Rain by Dr. Marcia Bailey.
I'm excited, can't you tell? Jesus' name. And listen, Psalms 126, you hear the account, and the psalmist was reminding God's people how God has delivered them from exile and brought them back home. And he starts painting a picture of how they felt. And how they responded with dancing and singing. Man, when God does something good in your life, you need to respond. You don't need to sit there. You need to respond. And here you have the people of God responded with dancing and singing. And they said it was like a dream. I don't know if you've ever been through something. And then God brings you out of it. And the thing you were praying for, believing God for, and it's right before you. You're like rubbing your eyes. He's like, it feels like a dream. If you ever been through some trauma, some intense trauma, when God begins to open doors and God begins to do some things, you pinch yourself because you're wondering, is this real? Is this happening to me and for me? That's how the people of God were. They're like, we can't believe that God has done this thing for us. My goodness. Then they start dancing, singing. Then the psalmist says, like, listen, remember how he did that? And remember how we felt like we were dreaming? Check this out. Ask God again to turn your captivity again. God said, I did it before and I will do it again. And he said, I want to encourage you not to allow what you've been through make you think that God can't do it again. So you ask God to turn my captivity again and again. And he tells him, listen, now I know you've been through some stuff. Don't hold on to your seat in fear. Okay, and this is something we need to go to and think about. I wasn't planning to mention this, but some of us been through some stuff in 2020. And some of us been through some stuff in 2019. And some of us been through some stuff in 2018 that is one thing after another, and now you are fearful. And I tell you, it's so important that this year we don't hold on to our seed, that God speaks to us and we trust him and we sow our seed. He said, don't hold on to your seed because you're getting ready to come forth rejoicing with harvest, right? So he says, you're getting ready to come forth. So we're going to plant our seed and give our seed and do with our seed what God has told us to do with it, because something's getting ready to come forth. We're getting ready to bring forth the harvest. Glory to God. And then he draws an analogy, here we go, of a cloud of rain. He talks about as the streams, a different translation says, as the torrents, that what happens in the southern part of Judah, that is so dry from the sun, it's so dry and things have withered up and died. But there's a time of the year, a season when the clouds get so filled with rain that they break open, and it's like this torrents and it's cloud bursts and the rain just falls so hard. I was watching something on the Geography Channel, and I was seeing just that, how once the land was really dry and there was no river there, then all of a sudden the raining season come and all this rain is released, and then what you thought wasn't a river, but all of a sudden there's a river, and anything that was not able to live through the dry season, anything that could not thrive and continue during the heat of the dry, sunny season was washed away from the rain. And he's saying now, okay, restore us, restore our fortunes, but restore us the way you restore this area of land when the rain hits. Because when rain hits, all of a sudden, you didn't know the land had the capacity to thrive the way it would thrive. It starts blossoming, becomes lush. It becomes very green. And he's drawing the analogy. So y'all know how the southern part of Judah is, you know, the Negev. He said, you know how that looks. But when the rain hits, all of a sudden, it transformed. It transformed into a very fruitful place. Glory to God. So what am I saying? That there's something that's getting ready to happen to the people of God. That we at one point looked like we weren't thriving. It looked like some of you were drying up. But God says, I'm getting ready to rain on my people. There has been a cloud. And some of you said, I feel like there's a cloud over my head. You had no idea, but that cloud is filled with rain. And God said, I'm getting ready to allow that cloud to release its rain that's been building up over your life and building up by, you know, building up over your family. And I'm going to allow that rain to release, and it's going to restore and it's going to refresh. Somebody said, God, rain on me. And so, and the clouds hanging over your head, they're getting open, but it's initially, it's overwhelming. When I saw this, it's like torrents. It's the rain is so hard. And so, and it could be intimidating, be fearful when the rain shows up like this. But I want to let you know, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. If there's a storm that's getting ready to approach your life, or you're in a storm right now, I want to let you know, it's okay. It's okay. Because this storm, it won't break you. This storm is designed to handle anything in your life that has dried up, that's unprofitable. It's about to wash it right out of your life. Come on. Somebody ought to give God some praise behind that one right there. Glory to God. And so this storm is going to usher this outburst, this rain, this outpouring is going to usher God's people into revival. But can you still give God praise after all you've been through? Can you still give God praise after coming out and through a pandemic? Has the pandemic dried up your praise? And that's God's asking his people. I want to ask you again, can you still give God praise after all you've been through? But has the pandemic dried up your praise? Do you still have glory? Do you still have a thank you, Jesus? So my subject today is dancing in the rain. Can you be a rain dancer? Or you still have the capacity to dance in the rain? Dancing in the rain is when God's people praise God. It's when God's people dance, when God's people rejoice and become refreshed by the presence of God. Glory to God. Can you still dance in the rain? Or have you allowed your mask to mask your praise? Have you allowed social distancing cause you to back up from the throne room, from the altar? I'm challenging you by the power of God that you come on back into the house of God again, that you come back into the place of God again, and that you begin to press into the presence of God, because the rain throughout the scriptures represents the presence of God, represents the power of God, represents the Holy Ghost, and represents the glory of God. What am I saying? Glory to God. the glory of God is getting ready to rain on us, and the presence of God is getting ready to refall fresh on us. And God said, when I show up and when I manifest my glory and when I manifest my presence, can you dance? Can you give God praise? Or are you going to stand there and watch everybody else give God praise? I'm going to challenge you, because of this season, we got to be rain dancers. We got to know how to dance in the rain. Praise God. Oh, we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about it. Hosea, the 6th chapter, the 3rd verse, reading from the Amplified, says, yes, let us know, recognize, be acquainted with, and understand him. Okay. Praise God. Hopefully, last year, you learned how to recognize, get acquainted with, and understand when things slow down. When things shut down, did you run to your Bible? Did you go to your knees so you could develop the capacity to recognize, to get acquainted with, and to understand him? Let us right now be zealous to know the Lord. Let us have our passion be restored. Let us get back into that place of being hungry for God, to appreciate, to give heed to, and to cherish him, man. To be grateful for God. I mean, people of God, we got to be in that place. God said, I want you to cherish me, to be grateful that I'm in your life, to be grateful that you know me, to be grateful that I'm a present help in a time of trouble, to cherish his love and to cherish his faithfulness and to cherish his goodness. His going forth is prepared and certain as dawn. And he will come to us. Here we go. As the heavy rain, as the latter rain that waters the earth. When God shows up this season, he's going to come like heavy rain. And he's going to water our earth. Woo. But have you been faithful in planting seed in your ground? That's a little bit extra, because God said, we just read in Psalms 126, that we're going to come forth with the harvest rejoicing. Glory to God. Has the pandemic put us in fear? Has the pandemic make us poverty minded? Has the pandemic caused us to be lack conscious? Glory to God. Because God said, I'm getting ready to show up and I'm going to water the earth as heavy rain. Somebody said, God, fall fresh on me. Rain on me. Come on, lift your hands in the living room. Come on, lift your hands wherever you are. I want you to open up your mouth and say, God, rain on me. Rain on me. Come on, make a commitment to the Lord. God, if you rain on me, I'm going to dance in the rain. I'm going to dance in the rain. I'm going to put them up and I'm going to put them down. I'm going to thank you and I'm going to give you glory. I'm going to magnify your name and I'm going to lift you up. I'm about to dance in the rain, Lord God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Dance in the rain. It's not just about having good church. It's not about a feel good. It's about, glory to God, the presence of God when it fills the church, and that we become drenched with it. Glory to God. So this is not a put on, it's a come on. And that when God's presence fills the church, and he's going to fill our churches, y'all. I know they're empty right now, but he's going to fill our churches. Glory to God. And as we begin to wait on him and call on his name, we're going to experience the outburst of his rain, the outpouring, the pouring forth of his rain like torrents. Oh, like a storm gonna fall fresh on us. He said, I'm gonna drench you. So this dancing in the rain is being drenched with the presence of God. Glory to God. So much so that it comes out your pores. Glory to God. That it oozes out of you. Glory to God. And when it oozes out of you, anything around you, anything next to you becomes smeared with the anointing, becomes smeared with the glory. Praise God. Who knew your time in your prayer closet was preparing you to be a rain dancer? Who knew that being on your face was getting you ready to dance in the rain? Glory to God. Hallelujah. And God says, I'm getting ready to pour my spirit out like never before. It also means that when we get soaked with him, when we get so soaked with the rain, when we get so soaked with his presence, we get so soaked with him that it impacts our souls. Church is out and over for us. Come in running around having a good time and leaving acting like the devil. That we got to start to sound like we've been with God and look like we've been with God. That we become so soaked with the presence of God that it restores our soul. Come on, get real close with me right now. That thing that you could not help, that thing that caused you to mishap, that I'm sorry, I shouldn't have, couldn't, I shouldn't have, whatever it was, that God said, this season, I'm going to pour out my presence on you and it's going to handle your propensity. It's going to help you to walk this thing out, that when you come and run around the church, you're able to leave out walking differently, that they're going to know that you've been with God. Praise God. Glory to God. We see that in the scriptures when the people of God, the saints of God, through the Acts of the Apostles that we read through Acts, and when they were going around doing things, they would look at them and they say, oh, we don't like them, but we can tell they've been with God. That's what God's getting ready to do. Your haters may hate on you, but they say, oh, that's a woman of God. I'm not going to mess with her. That's a man of God. I'm not going to mess with him. Praise God. Glory to God. Amen. 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 It also means is when the presence saturates us and it begins to ooze out all over us. So God wants us to know this season that there will be a restoration for Zion. That's the church. It's going to be restoration for the church. He says it's going to be like a dream. We're going to think we're dreaming. You're going to wake up and say, how am I able to land this job? How am I able? You know, I thought they said I couldn't have a child. You know, God's going to bring you into a place of dreaming. You're going to pinch yourself and say, is this my life? Praise God. And also said, we see this in Psalms 126, that the people saw that they were the people whom the Lord has blessed. The people going to see the blessing of God on you. The people are going to see your restoration. They're going to see that you were once living in a dry, barren place in your life, but it's going to be restored. And you're going to say, yes, we are the people whom the Lord has blessed. It's going to make you celebrate and give God some praise, and you're going to reap again. Praise God. Some of you say, I've been sowing seed, but I can't see my harvest. I haven't been able to receive my harvest. You're about to reap again. Glory to God. I declare and decree it's harvest time for somebody. I declare and decree, praise God, and I speak over your life, it's reaping season. Praise God. I hijacked that thing for myself. Somebody said it's reaping season. Praise God. But check this out. You have to be willing to dance in the rain. You got to be willing to sing, to shout, to give him glory. We can't forget what it was like to experience God's presence. Even though we've been through some stuff, we got to brush off and dust off our dancing shoes. And we got to begin to open up our mouth. Praise God. Even though we may still have to wear a mask, through your mask, open up your mouth. Why? Praise God. You need to tell somebody, excuse me, I got to take a lap. Get out my way. I need to run. I need to dance, because dancing is like bragging on God. We're bragging on God and we are letting God know I appreciate you and I thank you. Praise God. So that is one of the things God wants us to know. And for us to be dancing in the rain, we must begin to ask for rain to fall. Ask God to rain to fall on me. Glory to God. Say, rain, fall on me. Praise God. Where you are, lift your hands up. Rain, fall on me. Zechariah 10:1 says, read it from the Amplified Translation. Ask of the Lord rain in the time of the latter rain or the spring rain. It is the Lord who makes lightning, which ushers in the rain and gives man showers and grass to everyone in the field. Ask of the Lord rain. Father, rain on us. Here we are, first month of the year, looking forward for our season to change naturally according to the calendar, that we're getting to go into a time of spring. Praise God. I believe as we go into spring that we're going to experience an outpouring of the presence of God. We're going to experience God raining from us from heaven. So in the time of the raining season, in the time of rain, ask for rain. Glory to God. Where you are, say, God, rain on me. I need you to rain on me. So the church, God's people, need to begin begin to cry out for rain to fall on our churches. God, saturate our churches. Saturate our seats, God. Saturate, Lord God, our altar. Rain on the pulpit. Do you hear me now? Rain in the music pit, God. Rain on us like never before. So we got to begin to cry out for God to pour his spirit on us and rain on us. God, we need your anointing and we need your spirit. We need your glory. Praise God. Hallelujah. And throughout the scriptures, you see that God historically poured out his spirit on people during times and seasons. There was a great outpouring of his spirit, a great outpouring of his presence. And we see that in Acts when they came out of the upper room for being filled with the Holy Ghost, and Peter began to prophesy and began to talk about it, say, hey, this is what the prophet Joel spoke of, that he's going to pour out his spirit upon all flesh, and that girls and boys are going to begin to prophesy, and men and young men are going to see dreams and visions. I believe we're in this season again, that every time we read that scriptures, we're setting ourselves up for it, and again, and again, and again. We already read in Psalms 126, it says, God, you know, you turned the captivity of Zion, they were like them that dream. Then the psalmist goes on and says to return our captivity again. Again, God, turn our captivity. When God does something one time, we need to say again. We need to say again. Heal me again. Deliver me again. Break me out. Bring me through again. Hallelujah. Bless the name of our God. So when there's no rain in your life and you need God to rain, if your church is in a dry place, people of God begin to pray and begin to call on the rain. When there's spiritual dryness, we need to cry out for God to rain on us. Just don't talk about it. Ask God, God, I need you to fall fresh on us. Saturate us, my God. Let us come in and feel dew when we walk in the sanctuary. When we come back into the house of God, let there be a mist. So they got a mist machine going. No, that's the glory of God. That's his presence. Glory to God. Mist. Come on. It's something about mist. It's something about dew. Praise God. You can't see it, but it impacts you. Sisters know what I'm talking about. You ever go out early in the morning? Praise God. And if it looks like it's a little bit of mist, you want to go and put something over your head. And you live in a neighborhood and they don't understand what you're doing. They say, it's not raining. Why she got her umbrella? It ain't not raining. Why she got that rain hat over her head? Because there's a mist. There's a dew. It's going to mess up my hair. Y'all know what I'm talking about. You can't see it, but it impacts you. I'm telling you, I declare and decree that our churches are ready from the dew to fall from heaven, for the rain of God, praise God, to saturate us, that even though we can't see it, it impacts us. It deals with any stains on our souls, praise God. It begins to soak off those things that was lingering around in the name of Jesus. 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter, the 13th verse. Are y'all with me? Are you ready to ride with me? Praise God. I would pick my glasses up to read them, but I lost a piece of it. Praise God. Amen. I'm not going to distract by putting it up. Y'all be like, look at that. So I'm going to have to work this thing out because I don't want you to get distracted. Okay? Okay. 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter, the 13th verse says, here's God giving the people of God answers if they're in a place of spiritual dryness. He's giving them instruction if the place is barren. He's giving them instruction if they're in a drought or if they're dealing with a famine. He says, if I shut up heaven, that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if there's a place of dryness and it has not been any rain, he says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and I will heal their land. When there is dryness, glory to God, we humble ourselves and we call on God. Say, God, we can't go any further without you. We just don't want to do church and have church. We want to have an encounter at church. Come on now. It's beyond, praise God, form and fashion. But I need to come to into your house and experience your glory and have a contact and an encounter with your presence. So you're like, well, I'm leaving because it's nothing there. But I want to challenge anybody that's getting ready to leave their church because you think they're in a dry place. Get on the altar and call on God to fill your church with the presence of God. I challenge you to cry out for rain. I challenge you to say, God, oh God, rain on us, God. Saturate us, God. Send revival. Man, we're going from church to church to church trying to find something to make us feel good. And God said, I'm just trying to draw my people close to me so that they can experience my glory at a whole nother level. It's beyond feeling good. Praise God is about his glory, is about his power, and it's about his presence that he desires to fill his church. Somebody say, I want to dance in the rain. Praise God. To dance in the rain, you cannot care about what people talk about and what they say about you. You got to be free. To dance in the rain, come on now. Anybody go out in the rain naturally and start dancing in the rain, your neighbor's going to look at you. Say, what's wrong with her? Oh, she done lost her mind. I know she was a little bit off. I always knew there was something wrong with her. But I want to let you know, in this season, you cannot care about what people say about you down the road. God has been good to you. You got to give God some praise. You got to get to a place, I don't care what they say. And you know how they do? You know, church is over and they say, you're always running. Yeah, that's right. I'm running on to see what the end going to be. God's getting ready to do something great in my life. Oh, you always the first one to give God some praise. That's right. I'm a rain dancer. I'm dancing in the rain because God is restoring me. He's refreshing my soul. You don't know what I've been through. You don't know what I had to deal with. So you don't understand my praise. So you don't have a right to talk about my praise. Praise God. He done kept me. He done helped me. He done healed me. Praise God. Glory to God. So we're going to have to lose our concern, our preoccupation about people. Praise God.
2021 has been declared the year of recovery and refreshing. God wants you to recover all and be refreshed in every area of your life this year. In these messages, you'll be encouraged to lean into God's presence this year as he renews and restores all that the enemy tried to destroy. Order this series today by calling 877-798-5433 or order online at www.rdci.info. Just ask for the 2021 New Year's Revival. If you are in our area, come join us at one of our three locations. In Columbia, South Carolina, Sunday morning worship is at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Wednesday Bible study is at 12 noon and 7 p.m. Friday women's Bible study is at 12 noon. Our worship center is located at 3506 Broad River Road in Columbia. In Orangeburg, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Trey and Katie Brave for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 990 Willington Drive in Orangeburg. In Florence, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Dwayne and Denise White for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 1507 King Avenue in Florence. Please email your testimonies to praisereports@rightdirection.info or letters can be mailed to P.O. Box 21672, Columbia, South Carolina 29221. Please consider partnering with us or send a one-time financial gift. For more information, visit our website at rightdirection.info or call us toll-free at 877-798-5433. Right Direction Ministries, empowering people and changing generations.